You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street. A Money Control exclusive.
Today is the 8th of August. Let's find out what happened on the 7th of August on Dalal Street. It was a day of consolidation for Indian markets. The S&P BSE Sensex, which hit a record high of 37,876, failed to hold on to those gains and closed 26 points lower at about 37,665, while Nifty rose to a high of 11,428 and closed just 2 points higher at 11,389. The index is witnessing selling pressure at higher levels, which hints at some more consolidation at higher levels. For the upside to continue, most experts feel that a decisive breakout above 11,500 is required. Bulls are advised to remain cautiously optimistic and to shift their focus on stock-specific opportunities. On the downside, if indices trade below 11,359 in the next session for at least 1 hour, then correction shall get extended initially towards 11,280, according to experts. In the primary market, Credit Access Grameen IPO is to open today on the 8th of August. The company has fixed a price band at 418 to 422 rupees per share for the issue, which will close on the 10th of August. Credit Access Grameen is focused on providing microloans to women customers predominantly in rural areas in India. It provides loans primarily under the Joint Liability Group model, that is the JLG model. What will be among the big news that we'll be looking forward to during the course of the day? It is going to come from the earnings front, as 178 companies are scheduled to report their results for the June quarter. And that includes companies like 8K Miles, Aditya Birla, APL Apollo, Bemel, PPCL, City Union Bank, HCC, HPCL, Indian Bank, Lupin, Natco Pharma, Nalco, Siemens, Thermax, among others. And we already have some estimates from Motilal Oswal. HPCL PAT is likely to rise by 64% year-on-year to 1,518 crore rupees. BPCL PAT is likely to rise by 151% to 1,870 crore rupees. Lupin PAT is likely to fall by 3.8% to 344 crore rupees. And Siemens PAT is likely to rise by 35% year-on-year to 221 crore rupees. Let's take a quick look at what the technical charts are telling us. The index ended flat, but at a fresh record closing high again. It has formed a bearish candle on the daily charts as closing price is lower than the opening price. The consolidation was warranted, especially after the market had consistently been hitting fresh record highs, experts said, while advising bulls to remain cautiously optimistic on the market. A decisive breakout above 11,500 levels shall instill more confidence among bulls, owing to which they can march ahead for bigger targets above 11,600. We'll be watching out for three levels today, 11,250, 11,359 and 11,500. Maximum call OI placed at 11,500 and 11,600. Maximum put OI at 11,000 and 11,200. If those were the stocks that we'll be looking forward to because of their quarter earnings results that I mentioned earlier, what were the stocks that made the news yesterday? Indian banks reported a total loss of about 70,000 crore rupees due to frauds during the last three fiscals up to March 2018, the Rajya Sabha was informed yesterday. Tata Tele Maharashtra loss narrows to 454 crore rupees in June quarter. Kalpataru net profit was up 86% at 88 crore rupees in the April to June quarter. And finally, some news you can use. We spoke to Guinness Securities and this is the list of stocks they gave us for returns of up to 7 to 15% in the short term. India Cements Limited has a buy call close of 121.9 rupees yesterday, target 145, stop loss 110, return 14.85%. Exide Industries Limited has a buy call as well. It closed at 285 rupees yesterday. The target we're looking at is 320 rupees. Stop loss 260, return 12.28%. And finally, Muthoot Finance Limited has a buy call as well. Close of 420.10 rupees yesterday. The target we're looking at is 449 rupees. Stop loss at 399 rupees for return of 6.88%. Well, hopefully that's all that you need to know before going into trade today. We wish you a good day at the markets and we will, of course, see you later in the evening as well with an evening walk down Dalal Street. Until then, on behalf of the podcast desk here at Money Control, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street, a Money Control exclusive.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.